Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome show today. We're going to be talking about Twitter and going through some Twitter marketing mistakes that you just might be making for your company when you're trying to brand yourself on Twitter and try to gain more visibility and credibility for yourself online. So we're going to be checking that topic out, and I'm going to poke out my top, well, should I say the most irritating things about Twitter? Now, I'm going to say the most common mistakes that companies will make on Twitter. So you might be making some of these. So tune in. I'm going to tell you what they are, why you need to fix them, and some really quick and easy ways to get you started. So like I said, my name is Christopher Tompkins. We come live to you every single day at the Social Marketing Academy. We are sponsored by The Go Agency, which is an online marketing specialist firm specializing in social media marketing campaigns and a lot more. So you can visit us online at www.thegoagencyusa.com, and make sure to check us out there as well, because our blog page is packed with lots of really great information that I and my other team members at The Go Agency will contribute to. So there's lots of great information there. If you are a first-time listener or an avid listener and you want to get more content out of the Social Marketing Academy, please check us out on iTunes. We have a wonderful iTunes account that is absolutely jam-packed with information. You can find the link on the Go Agency website, or you can visit us on iTunes, going into the iTunes store, and then type in The Social Marketing Academy, and then you'll see our little white logo. And click on that, and everything in our account is absolutely 100% free. So just think about it. This is basically all of the knowledge that I've gained in my years of social media marketing and online marketing, and I'm sharing it all for you, all with you, for absolutely no cost. So this is kind of like your free social media consultation, coffee clutch, / strategy meeting, I guess. I mean, that's a terrible explanation, but check it out. The content's great. I hope you enjoy it. Another thing, I want you to continue to send me your questions. Oh, my gosh. I'm getting so many questions, and I love it. We've got so many new listeners over the past month. It's so encouraging. I really thanks everybody for tuning in. Loving your questions, loving your involvement. And keep them coming. You can tweet us at Go Social Academy, as well as visiting us online at thesocialma.com. And you can also find us on Facebook. So there's lots of ways you can get in touch with us. Ask away. Ask anything you want, and we'll answer it. And that's actually where this Twitter conversation started. It came from a question that I was discussing with a viewer who actually emailed and then wanted some further advice, and I had a chat with him on the phone, and they were talking about Twitter. They didn't understand Twitter, what the hell's going on with Twitter, you know, XYZ Twitter. Obviously, I really do think that Twitter's probably the most and I want to say opposing, but it's one of the scariest social media platforms for a lot of businesses for many reasons. It looks so different from anything that as a marketer you've ever seen before. It doesn't look like Facebook. It's not warm and fuzzy. It's not as easy to understand as LinkedIn. It's a little trickier. It's actually much trickier. And once you're on there, it's a little bit hard to understand where you need to be going. So what I want to do is I want to share with you some of the common mistakes that people make on Twitter and just kind of how to fix them. You know, the first thing I really see that drives me up the wall is branding. Branding drives me absolutely crazy. I don't understand why you would spend thousands of dollars developing this beautiful logo that really speaks to your audience, captures your brand, has all these vibrant colors, just gorgeous, and then you slop up a pixelated, crappy version of it on your social media profile. This happens all the time on Twitter. I've never seen so many poor logos for a company on Twitter. When someone asks for your profile image and you're creating it for a company page, so for example, say the Go Agency. The Go Agency, we have obviously a logo, and that profile picture is going to be our logo. Now, we make sure that when we're getting that logo together, it fits within the dimensions that's necessary for Twitter, and also Twitter will give you some options of resizing and whatever. But obviously, as you can see, it's a square logo. So if you have a rectangular logo, or a really flat oval, or something like that, you're going to have to figure out something that will look beautiful in square format. So that means either rejigging your logo into a square, or maybe you have a checkmark image that's part of your logo. Maybe just that checkmark, if it really differentiates you from other businesses and people really understand that as yours and really brands you, you can use that. But check out how your competition are using their logos in their social media profiles. Because I'm telling you, if you get this in a square format, you're also going to use it on Facebook, right? Another thing where branding gets a little bit, goes off the rails, is in the background on Twitter backgrounds. Make sure that on your Twitter background you have a lot of space on either side of the main windows. So you have the two different columns of information that's visible, and that's Twitter. The whole back of it is a free-for-all. This is, again, you should look into your competition and see how they're using it. And there's lots of people that are using it, very, very, very effectively. For example, with the Go Agency, we have all of the different places that you can find us online. We have some of our courses. We have our phone number. We have some really engaging pictures in the background just to really bring home our brand. Two other places is when you're doing the cover image as well. If you go in to edit your profile, and you can edit your profile image and also your cover image, use a branded cover image. Use some imagery, colors, design, something that people can find from your website. Obviously, if you're doing sales from your website and you're using anything online, you have an online hub, so to speak, where all of your business, you send any prospects or whatever, that branding that's on that hub needs to be washed through your entire Twitter account so people understand that it's you. It sounds odd for me to even say this because it kind of seems to me like it would be very straightforward. Say, for example, your website was very plain and your company was red and the background was red. If you went on Twitter, then I would make the background red, right? Because then it would pop up, it would pop out, look just like your website and continue on in your brand. So just don't miss these little easy tidbitty kind of things with branding because they are absolutely instrumental to credibility and branding on Twitter. Obviously, it's your activity that's going to really bring you the most success, but you don't want to look like it was designed by a kindergartner on a day off, You know, you really want it to look professional. And this is services that we offer at the Go Agency, and also you can do this yourself. There's lots of information that you can find out in Google if you have the time and you have a graphic designer handy. This is all things that can be done very cost-effectively, too. This is something that a lot of people miss. I'm going to just touch on this quickly, is cross-promotion. You want to promote when you're on Twitter, a lot of people do not promote their Facebook page or their LinkedIn account or their website. Make sure that you're promoting other things. So you're sharing links to other profiles that you want people to engage with. For example, if someone sees a tweet that says, hey, join us on Facebook, maybe they're just on Twitter once in a while, but they're on Facebook every single day. Imagine the impact that it will have if someone clicks that link, they're on Facebook all the time, and they'll start engaging with your information that you share there. So it's just a really great thing of cross-pollination, as well as giving a lot of people in your network the opportunity to find you in a different spot that may be more comfortable for them. Another thing is make sure that you're following people. Oh, don't just sit there and wait for followers to come in. Why isn't anybody following me? I only have 800 followers, and I'm following one person. It's like, you're a broadcast channel. You have to look at your ratios. I usually like a ratio to be kind of you know, even. If you have 500 followers, you should be maybe following maybe 300 people, something like that. And, you know, you're thinking, oh, my God, 300 people, how can I keep up with that? Well, it is a lot of people. I'm not telling you it isn't. Twitter is a little bit, it involves a bit of management. But what I'm going to tell you is that 300 people are not going to be tweeting every 5 seconds here. You know what I mean? Some of them aren't going to, they'll tweet once every 5 days. Some will tweet twice a day. Some will do it once a week. Who knows? So, you know, don't get too crazy there. I just think that you should be following people. For example, a really good example of this is with Hillary Clinton had her account. Her account got so much flack in the media because she had 3 million or 16 million. I really wish I would have gotten a screenshot of this when I saw it. She had like 5 million followers or something like that, and she was following 2 people. And I just thought that pretty much said what their strategy is. Their strategy is just to reap a large audience and share a message. They're not looking to really engage with anybody. So just shows your engagement level. A couple other things. Use hashtags to your advantage. Don't use more than three per tweet. Make sure that you're hashtagging things that people are actually going to search for, not lots of crazy, unique things that are cutesy. You know, hashtag my coffee's cold, hashtag my dog needs a walk. I mean, who cares? Try to be relevant. Stay relevant. Stay on brand. Just because you put a hashtag on something does not make you cute or clever. You need to be a trendsetter, or you need to be using SEO fundamentals in order to find yourself placing higher in searches. Another thing is posts. Make sure that you have the same style of writing. I know some people will post. One post will be all in lowercase. Then the next one will be all caps. The next one will be all key caps, and the next one will just be a link, and the next one will be a link with the update at the end. Listen, it looks like 300 people are doing your social media. Pick a voice, pick a style, and stick with it. Don't make yourself look messy. Look cohesive and look like a brand. For example, if you were trying to close a deal with somebody and you were emailing them, would you not check your grammar and make sure that you sounded exactly like the same person every time you sent that email? Hell, yeah, you would. So why, as soon as you get on social media, you're getting lazy? Well, there's no reason. You're branding yourself online, and that stuff's going to last forever. So you know, you need to think twice about how you're putting yourself out there with posts. Another thing is I really think that a great third-party tool for you to check out, and this is, I'm not endorsed by them at all, I just really like them. I think they've really helped a lot of people that I've talked to make a difference in their Twitter accounts, is TweetDeck. TweetDeck is a free service that you can find online. Go Google it, you'll find it, you'll get it. You can get it on your phone, you can get it on your iPad, whatever. You know, beam me up, Scotty. You can get it everywhere. So what I want you to do is check that out, and that's going to enable you to manage your accounts in a very clean way so that you can get more, more engagement out of your accounts in a more intelligent way. You can also do searches. You can create lists. You can follow certain people. There's a lot of things you can do. So I would say check that out. Also, see if you can find a tutorial on that site on best practices on how to use it. I think that would really help you out. Now, those are the most common Twitter mistakes. Obviously, there's others based on engagement, like not returning, comments or tweets or whatever. You're there to start a conversation, so don't leave anybody hanging. I don't really think I need to say that, but, you know, there I did. Just really try to take it day by day on Twitter. Just make sure that you're consistent, your voice is always on brand, and your message is always on brand. All right, folks, this is Christopher Tompkins for the Social Marketing Academy. Really, really, really enjoyed talking to you today. Tell your friends, tell everybody, and we will talk to you very soon. All the best.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.